Hello and welcome to yet another Talk Film Society commentary on the Patreon. I am your host, Marcelo Pico, editor-in-chief of Talk Film Society. Here with me, as always, is my co-host for these commentaries, Siobhan Irving. Hello, Siobhan.
Hello, Mr. Pico.
Welcome to Matrix.
Hey. Matrix.
Happy Matrix. We are covering the Matrix films.
We're getting jacked in.
We're checking. You know what? I just finished editing the Matrix commentary episode earlier today, and Siobhan, you made that exact same joke at the beginning of that
commentary. I'm sure you want all of them.
Yeah. One of the first things out of your mouth. Get ready to jack in. Folks, get ready to jack in. The first episode is coming out this Friday, if you're listening to this, on the 1st of May, on the 3rd of May. You'll get the Matrix commentary on the Patreon.
Yeah.
You got to sign up, though. Come on. Get in the first tier and get the not only the Matrix, but the Matrix Reloaded, the Matrix Revolutions, the Matrix Resurrections. Mm. This one's a free one. Everybody gets this one. Okay?
Anybody can get the Final Flight of the Osiris.
Yeah. And by the way, yeah, we're going to do a commentary for the Final Flight of the Osiris. Why only the Final Flight of the Osiris? We'll get into that. But yeah, so I just wanted to come out and say, if you're listening to this and you're not subscribed to the Patreon, get on board. And if you're subscribed at the free level, then hey, bump it up to the first tier and get all the commentaries.
And hey, you might even want to go up to the next tier and get access to a brand new show hosted by my friend Marcelo here, where he talks about music and film soundtracks with special guests.
Well, thank you. You know what? I had no intention into talking about that, which makes me a bad salesman. But thank you for reminding me, Siobhan. So May 3rd, you get the Star of the Matrix commentaries, and it drops every Friday this May, except that last Friday, which I don't know what's going to happen there. But May 3rd, May 10th, May 17th, May 24th, The Matrix. And then, yeah, like Siobhan said, I have a new show starting May 6th. Every Monday for the next 6 weeks at least. The Record Party, that's the name of the show, where I talk about film soundtracks and scores. Bump up to the next tier to listen to that. Go to, I should have said this earlier, talkfilmsociety.com/Patreon. Or patreon.com/talkfilmsociety. Both links work. And you'll see all the details. You can sign up for free or jump up to the tiers and get the shows. That's it. Patreon. That's important. talkfilmsociety.com/Patreon. Matrix. Okay. We've recorded all the episodes. They're done. All right. So now we got to get into this story, Siobhan. So what happened? we were triumphant, recording all the Matrix movies. Matrix, Reloaded, Revolutions, Resurrections. We had a good time. There's one to go, though. And if you listen to this as it releases, folks, yeah, we're going to do the Animatrix. That's what we said. But what happened, Chihuahua? We didn't do it, did we?
We tried to do the Animatrix, okay?
Yeah,
The Animatrix did not want to be done. Because you see, the old Marcelo was trying to watch the movie via the old Blu-ray release.
Yeah.
If you have either the DVD or the Blu-ray, those are the same movie. But if you have the digital copy of the movie, after about 2014, they made a new version of the Animatrix where they swapped around the order of all of the shorts.
Yeah.
And so my digital copy of the movie and Marcelo's print copy of the movie were different ordered movies. The original Animatrix started with the Final Flight of the Osiris. It starts out with a title card that says The Animatrix, and then it goes into the Final Flight of the Osiris. The digital version that exists now is so poorly chopped together that Final Flight of the Osiris comes last, and along with it comes that same title card. So you get the title yeah. card for The Animatrix, 1.5 hours into watching The Animatrix. And it's the last yeah. thing you see.
It's no insane. Sense. Yeah. So we recorded about 40 minutes worth, which you won't hear here. I might release that later this month. I'll talk to Siobhan about it. We might make it work, but you won't hear it here. We tried to record. We were like, okay, let's record. Let's try to make this happen and sync up. So we did Final Flight of the Osiris, and then the following two shorts.
Yeah,
and then we didn't just expect
like pause, it, and then like yeah. I would flip to whatever the next short is supposed to be.
Yeah. And then it was ridiculous.
Sync up where we were. It just it was a big mess, and I was not feeling yeah. it. I did not like the way it was turning out.
No, and by the time like another change happened where we weren't prepared for, we were like, "What's happening? It's still out of order." Like by the fourth short, we were done. So Siobhan pulled the plug, and I agreed. Not worth continuing if everything was just going to be out of order. But again. About half of what we've recorded is out there, and it may be out in the Patreon. But for now, we're just going to do Final Flight of the Osiris. Now, we're going to get this. Like Siobhan said, there's a digital copy out there. You can buy it. It's not on HBO Max right now, or Max. It used to be, but for some reason, not on there now. I don't know why. But if you have the digital copy, you can sync up. Just find it's at the end, right? It's at the end of the movie. Yeah, if you have the digital copy,
The digital copy of The Animatrix, it's the last short. The
yeah, so DVD fast forward
and Blu-ray copies of The Animatrix, it is the first short.
Yeah, so yeah, for those who have the DVDs and Blu-rays, like I do, it'll be the first short. You're gonna want to pause it where the letters come down and it says "Final Flight of the Osiris." Full text on
maybe
screen.
You can find it by some other means as well.
Yeah, by some other means. It's not to say it's impossible to find this short. Maybe impossible to find online for free in English, but you can find it. I mean, you might already have the DVD or Blu-ray at your home. Just everybody sync up, okay? Final Flight of the Osiris is on screen. Okay, Siobhan and I are synced up. Okay, we're going to watch the short. We're going to talk over it, give you some information about what's happening on screen. We'll fill up the time. This is what a commentary is. And that's it.
We've got a lot of information about what this is.
I do remember one reason why Siobhan put the plug, and I agreed, is that we had nothing to talk about when we were watching The Animatrix. I think we were both just frustrated, one, and two... I mean, I'll talk for myself. I don't know if I have a lot to contribute when it comes to anime. So, I don't know. Maybe that's for another time to discuss anime. Whenever we decide to do an anime episode. What's a good anime you'd like to do a commentary for, Siobhan? That's not Evangelion.
I don't know, dude. Literally nothing's coming to mind.
Nothing's coming to mind? Akira, maybe?
Neither of us are the right person for this.
Exactly. Yeah, I think all of this proves that point. So yeah, enjoy this one commentary. We're for sure gonna, know what to talk about because we have seen this already. All right, Final Flight of the Osiris. We're all synced up. I'm ready. Are you ready, Siobhan? Hovering over your play button.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm gonna count us down. I'll say 3, 2, 1, play, and we'll play on play. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, play. Final Flight.
Flight of the Osiris.
Of the Osiris. This little short, I mentioned this at the end of the Matrix commentary. I looked it up. This was released before screenings of Dreamcatcher in early 2003 to get people psyched about the Matrix Reloaded that was coming out in May of 2003.
Right before you see Jason Lee... chewing on a toothpick while he's sitting on a toilet that has a demon inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he drops the toothpick and goes for the toothpick and the toilet demon escapes. Why don't you watch a sexy lady get her clothes cut off?
Yeah. It's, you know, get your juices flowing before you see Dreamcatcher. I had a thought, Siobhan. Since like we were originally gonna do the Matrix as part of this Matrix series, the Animatrix. I keep forgetting to say Animatrix. Why don't we just do Dreamcatcher instead of the Animatrix? Just do the entirety of Dreamcatcher instead of the Animatrix. Okay, what's happening on screen? So you got these two sword-wielding hot people just slicing clothes off each other.
They're both blindfolded, sword
with katanas.
And cutting each other's clothes off.
It looks like they're in the same room where
the sword.
Where Neo and Morpheus trained.
Yeah, it does. Look, it's the exact same place.
By the way, I said this on the commentary, first attempt. This was produced by Square, the same people who brought you the Final Fantasy games and movies.
Yeah, it's got a. I like this animation style. It's the same as like, it really, the three CG Final Fantasy movies, Advent Children, et al. The Resident Evil CG movies, Beowulf, I guess.
Yeah, Beowulf.
I like this style. I think it looks good.
When's the last time we had one of these as a movie? Like a live-action CGI?
They're still in this style. Making those Resident Evil movies.
Oh, okay.
Resident Evil. They just had a new one last year, I think.
Oh, it's like the alarm went off here, and now they've been awoken. Oh, so yeah, the final flight of the... Yeah, we're checked out. We've been jacked out. I think it's Osiris, I can presume. Osiris, yeah. A ship in the Matrix universe. It's another, like, Nebuchadnezzar-type ship with a crew. I was going to ask you... you saw the Animatrix before, right? I mean,
I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, a while ago. Years ago, I'm assuming.
Hundreds of years.
Like, did you have any affinity for these shorts, or this short in particular? Did anything stick out for you?
Very little. One of the shorts, I just know this information. One of the shorts was made by... the same people that made that section in Kill Bill that's animated.
You know this because I told you during our first commentary attempt.
Just because I just know this information.
I said it. I looked it up and I told you.
In particular, is pretty good.
Yeah.
And I do like have memories as a kid of like watching it and being like, oh, bloody scary. Yeah. But like overall, no, I didn't care about this as much as I cared about the movies.
Well, did you care about this more than the video game?
No, I like the video game more. Mm-hmm. Do you have any history with the Animatrix?
I was obsessed with the Matrix. All the lead up to Reloaded Revolutions. So I was obsessed with this Animatrix idea of like, oh, short movies, some with stories by the Wachowskis, like all different creators. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't cool old enough. Yeah, it wasn't. I forget what it's called, but it's
the Animatrix.
Thank you. The fact that this strategy of hitting video games, I'm sure there were comics, and then short films, all this like media that connects, you know, together to this universe. They're basically trying to do what Star Wars and Star Trek have done over the decades, but like in the span of like a year. It's like, let's just get all this out there. And I loved it. I mean, this, for a lot of reasons, this whole franchise is like my Star Trek, Star Wars, growing up and being at the right age. It's like, oh, this is new. This is not something that's already like 40 or 50 years old. And this is happening now. And I soaked it up. And I love these little stories. And I think I told the story on the first attempt, but I remember seeing two of the shorts, I think, on Adult Swim, and distinctly remember just thinking, like, wow, like, they're showing these R-rated comics on R-rated animated films on Adult Swim, and I loved it. Yeah, I mean, having said all that, I think I like the idea more than the actual shorts. I did try to watch, like, more of the shorts after we stopped our first attempt, and I was like, I can't do this right now. It seems like a lot of work. Yeah. So I have affinity for this movie as a whole.
Blitz like that, where you try to get so much stuff together in the span of 4 years, right?
Yeah.
After the first movie, you try to make at least one video game. Might have been working on two or three even.
Yeah.
At the same, so it says, so let's just say they were working on three video games at the same time, two movies at the same time, all these animated shorts at the same time, doing all this stuff all at once. Like, you could say, like, all of these things were, like, pretty, like, middlingly critically received, maybe, like, middle to positive. Like, none of them are, like, super well loved at the time anyway. By that many people, like, so, like, there's just something, it's an oddity, to be sure, and, like, it's probably the reason why The Matrix didn't, you know, continue
very long. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was a huge risk, and
look, tried. Sorry to interrupt, but look what's happening now on screen. Like, I'm noticing more things now this time than the first time we did it. But
yeah, the aliens.
Yeah, they're not. Famously, Siobhan thought aliens were the bad guys in the Matrix movies. These robots are killing these crew members of the Osiris in graphic ways. Like, it's a hard story to watch, because this is basically Rogue One told in, like, 10 minutes. And it's as brutal as, like, the ending of Rogue One. But, I mean, just imagine watching this before, like, Dreamcatcher. It's like you're pumped for The Matrix Reloaded Revolutions. You watch this dark short that is, like, really, like, brutal ending. And what, you're supposed to think, woo, I'm excited for this summer movie coming up.
And then you have to watch Dreamcatcher.
Dreamcatcher happens. I appreciate big swings. That's been my whole thing about any movie I watch. I love the swings, and the fact that the Wachowskis and Warner Brothers spent a year, like I said, with this big swing of telling these stories. Like, I appreciate that. But this short, I don't know. It tells a nice side story. I may have more affinity for the game, because I think that tells a better side story, and it's a video game, so you can actually play it. So, yeah, I'd rather be playing the video game than watch the Animatrix, I think. And now the short's over. She's dead.
She's dead. The whole ship's dead.
They were delivering a final message, and this ties into Reloaded. Because there's a brief scene in the beginning of Reloaded where Neo and Morpheus and the crew of other ships, they're like, oh, this message we got says that these robots are coming to attack Zion. And the crew of the Osiris all died getting us this information. Same thing as Rogue One, but in The Matrix, right? And that's it. Yeah, we just saw the whole crew try to desperately send this message out to Zion, and we see them all die. The end. Any final thoughts, Siobhan? Because that's it.
It's such a shame.
It's such a shame that they all died.
Had to go out like this.
Yeah. I like it. I do. For as much as I'm saying it's like a pretty dark short, I could stand to see more of this animation. Is there animation like this out there that I want to see right now? No, because I've just been told that they're mostly Resident Evil movies that are doing this animation. So, yeah. No thank you.
Video game cutscenes, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, okay. Everybody can stop their respective copies. Just turn it off. Take the discs out, break them, delete your digital copies. We're done. We should do. How long is a walkthrough for Enter the Matrix, Siobhan?
Like an hour.
We should
10 hour, something like that.
We should look that up and just release that as in place of the Animatrix. We'll talk about it. All right. Any final thoughts?
No.
Well, I hope everybody enjoyed that. We gotta promote the Matrix. We gotta promote the Matrix again. We gotta promote Matrix one more time, Siobhan. Where can people listening find Matrix?
Yeah. So if you want to listen check to in. Matrix, our amazing new collection of commentaries for the entire Matrix series films, you can go to patreon.com/talkfilmsociety or switch that talkfilmsociety.com/patreon. Either link will get you to our Patreon, and then from there you subscribe to our lowest tier.
I believe it's called
$1.
Yeah, it's 720p. That's the tier name.
720p.
Yeah.
And you can get high, you can get 4K resolution files.
Yeah, that's how it works. Go ahead.
Those commentaries and many more, a whole backlog of commentaries.
So many commentaries. God, so surely many goddamn movie commentaries
you care about.
Spawn. The Simpsons movie. Grown Ups. Darkman. What else?
Paul Blart.
Paul Blart 1 and 2 or just
Jackass 3D.
Jackass 3D. Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, and all of Die Hard. All of Saw. Yeah, and you'll get some stuff in the future. By the way, one more time. Patreon.com/talkfilmsociety or flip that. Talkfilmsociety.com/patreon. Earlier in the commentary, I want to end with this. If we have nothing else to say, I was at a loss for words earlier. What's the name of the thing where, like, there's like this big net of like various stories told over multi platforms. I forgot that it was called this. It's called transmedia storytelling, which I think is funny. I mean, it's not something we call it anymore, really. I don't know why, but it makes sense. So thanks, Wachowskis, for creating one of the best transmedia storytelling campaigns that have ever been done. That's it. All right. Siobhan, great as always.
Salute.
I salute you. And folks, for those who are about to rock, we salute you. Bye.
Bye.